Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angie, and I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
I need to reopen a claim, I guess that's what it is.
And may I please have your start out with your social security number?
422-86-8238.
And your first and last name?
That's Rosalind Jackson.
And may I please have your date of birth?
2/27/1960.
And your mother's maiden name?
Bell.
And your driver's license number or your state ID number?
Driver's license, 401. Let me think. I need all this. I'm sorry. It only take me a minute. Okay, I'm right here.
They're just part. This is just part of your verification to make sure
okay,
you are who you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 401-9973. I had to make sure I get it right.
All right. Okay, your four-digit PIN number, Ms. Jackson, would be 1022.
Yes.
And Mel, what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits? And have you worked since you last filed an unemployment claim?
Yes, I have.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
And may I please have the last day that you worked?
That would be, I worked, wait a minute, I only worked 2 days and I can't remember which two. I worked Tuesday. This is Tuesday.
And that was the last day you worked?
Yes.
So it was March. March 19th?
That was Tuesday. No, I'm sorry, 26th. I'm looking at the calendar. But now let me ask you a question, because I might have this wrong. Am I filing for last week or for this week?
Last week.
Okay, so you mean the last day I worked last week?
No, in general, okay. The last day you worked. And they don't, all right, they'll figure that out, that part out.
Yeah, it's going to be Tuesday the 26th. That was Tuesday. I worked Tuesday, yes.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for a trade adjustment assistance benefits?
Say that again. I'm not understanding that part.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for a trade adjustment assistance benefits?
Yes.
So you filing, so you need to file for a TAA benefits, the trade adjustment assistance?
See, I don't understand what the trade assistance, I'm working part-time.
If your company is certified, eligible for trade adjustment assistance, which is a TAA, you will be notified by letter. So you didn't receive none of that. So the answer would be no. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No. Oh, so they would have to send me letters out from the company. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay. And may I please have a good phone number for you?
Area code 205-422-9945.
Okay, 205-422-9945. Okay, and I'm going to ask you some demographic questions. May I please have your race?
Black.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
1 year of college.
And you are a U.S. citizen. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to work. They just won't give me any.
And may I please have your home address?
413 Valley, Balley Road.
Is there an apartment number?
No.
Okay.
Birmingham is 35206.
You said Birmingham?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we do have Fairfield. I got some Fairfield mail in here today.
Okay. And may I please have your zip code again?
35206.
And is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes.
Okay, so I have your home address is 413 Valley Road, Birmingham, Alabama, 35206. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And may I please have, what was your job title?
Fulfillment. Well, the last time the lady asked me, she couldn't find it. It's work at Belton and Fulfillment, which is packing. Packages.
Last
time I had to do this, I can't remember. She couldn't find something. She couldn't find it. I don't know what she seemed like. She said fulfillment, trading or something like that. She said.
No, it's like it just we type in your job title and it's a drop down box and we had to choose which one best describes your job title. If we can't find it, we'll ask you for something else. So,
okay.
Is there another name? I put packaging.
Packaging, that's all, because that's all I do is fulfill. It's called fulfillment, but it's like packaging, I guess.
Because I don't know, because we're not supposed to be stuck with one particular question for too long, and if you have wanted to do it to continue on your own, you could do that, but we are not supposed to take too long on one subject.
What you mean on that question for is what my job title?
Yes. Well, and I can't find the fulfillment you said, and yes. Packaging, and when it come up packaging, it's saying packaging engineer, packaging and filling machine operators and tenders. It's not giving me a whole lot of packaging, and that's it.
Packaging,
like packaging clerk.
Packaging clerk is fine, I guess. What would they do if they say Amazon packaging?
It wouldn't pop up because every job title is not listed. So we just had to go with what's closest to what you all tell us.
Okay, packaging clerk sounds good to me.
All right. Are you looking for work in your usual occupation?
Yes. I've applied several places.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
And are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, I'm supposed to come in this Saturday. They're just working me 2 days. They give me 2 days. So sometimes one day. Maybe 5 hours one day and 5 hours next day. I don't understand. We should be busy for the Easter weekend, but.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes. Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Well, I do 12 miles going now, 12.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$15.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
And do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October the 1st, 2022 and September the 30th of 2023?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, would that be with checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay. And it has to be a bank that you are actually able to walk into. May I please start off with your routing number?
Routing number? 06-200-0080. That's the routing number.
Okay. And may I please have your account number?
Account number 1000-1000. 578-471-351.
And may I please have the name of the last employer?
That's going to be Bilks, B-E-L-K-S, Bilks. Can I go back and you call out the routing number and the account number to me and make sure that I've got all the zeros?
I just left. I'm trying to see if I can go back.
Oh, I should have said that because I know I called out some zeros.
The routing number 0206. Oh. I mean,
okay.
I'm going to get it right.
Okay.
062, then I have 4080.
Yes, that's correct.
Account number 1000.
Yes.
5784.
Yes.
71351.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
You're welcome. And may I please have Belk's phone number?
Ooh. Lord, see, I know you're on a time thing. I'm looking in my phone here. That's because I don't call in or anything, so I don't know. Belk's. Okay, that's 205, area code 205-968-4200.
And the work location, city?
Birmingham.
Okay.
Well, I work at the Summit. Is that going to be classified as Homewood?
So when you was working at Belts, what city was it in? Birmingham, right?
It's in Birmingham, but I mean, well, I guess okay. It's going to be the city.
All right. And may I please have your start date?
It's been 2 years. I'm going to say a start off season is going to be November. I'm not really sure, but November 2021.
And 3/26/24. You reported your last day of work to be in the previous week, so you will have to provide your pay stubs when you call in your first weekly certification. And why are you no longer working?
Well, they put me on part-time. I'm just doing a couple of days. Not even part-time. It's just 2 days that I'm doing it. Just 5 hours. Maybe 10 hours a week.
Yeah. Okay.
They said, I guess, lack of work. But that's been 2 months. Because I filed this claim back in January, and I wanted to ask you if it's still pending, or am I just, you know, trying to reopen it for
Have you been still filing every week?
Other than the weeks when I made a little bit more, because some weeks they'll let me make more, you know, like give me more hours, like 8 hours or 16 hours or something like that.
And did you ever receive any letters from us?
No, I haven't. That's why I'm saying I'm wondering if my claim is still open while I'm constantly calling. I received one letter saying my identity theft, that I need to come in and take the pictures, show the driver's license and the social security card, and I did that.
Okay.
And that's been like a month ago.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, holiday pay, or sick pay?
No, nothing.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No. Now let me ask you a question, because would that consider, you said a pension, would that be my 401k, because I do have my 401k. Okay.
Mm-mm. No, that's something different.
When I think about it, that's where I can get some prom. I never thought about it until you said it.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. So do you certify by entering your full name that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes, Rosalyn Jackson.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? That'd be a 1997 Pontiac Grand Am, 2003 Toyota Corolla Matrix, 2005 Chevrolet SSR, 2007 Volkswagen GTI, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
Any of them. I don't even know. I was about to ask a question.
Which of the following...
buying or leasing, I don't know anything about those anyway.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Would that be Monroe, Asheville, Burlington, Cary, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? Would that be 1277 Samantha Court, 1309 21st Street North, 201 West 16th Street, 400 Broadway Street, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
No, the 1309 21st Street, that one, yes. I lived in that apartment for 17 years.
Okay.
Yeah, that one I remember.
And do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
No.
I'm going to rephrase the question. Are you filing an unemployment claim with me today in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Okay.
No, what do you...
It's what they saying. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama? Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information is provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim and benefit handbook, which is the benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, which is a benefits, rights, and responsibility, it contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed to file your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits.
So I would go on and file for certification for last week or this week, last week.
You'll do it on the 31st.
I don't understand that part.
I'll explain everything in a minute. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your week... Come on now.
Hello.